As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice, and it's time to make it count.
Put together by the great Darren McBreen, and that message is for you. That message is for you in this audience, and that's not a slight to those in the audience that were deceived into taking it or were forced to take it for other reasons, but it's more of a salute to those that withstood the bullying, the pressure, and went through all of that and came out not vaccinated. And for some, it was probably a lot harder than others. And, you know, I'm featured in that video. Some other InfoWars hosts, guests are featured in that video, and I'm in that thumbnail. But the truth is, for me, it was easy. For me, it was not hard at all. There was no pressure on me professionally. There were no mandates, obviously, here at InfoWars. And I'm somebody that never gets vaccines. So really, it was not hard for me. It was a lot harder for probably people in the audience that were pressured to take it, whether it was for work or family or social situations. So really, that message is for you out there that had to put up with that pressure, because it was not hard for me. It was a 0% chance I was taking the vaccine. For you, it might have been harder out there. So that's a salute. But it's this audience, it's this crew, and it's the power of it, which is why they target us for shutdown, isn't it?
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's nothing else. It's Friday, June 7th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 150 days till the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. Now, I got a bunch of video clips to play. I've got a pretty light-sized news desk today, and it's Friday, and so I want to take a bunch of phone calls. No guests on the schedule. Want to take a bunch of phone calls. But yes, I suppose it is apropos that the crew puts this on screen, the front page headline on the Drudge Report about InfoWars future. Now, I've never really done press statements. I mean, I've been through a lot of legal stuff. I've been part of the story or been the story multiple times in my life. And so maybe I've kind of thought things out or worked things out with lawyers as far as, you know, messaging to the public, but I don't really do canned press statements. I don't really prepare like that. It's total stream of consciousness. It's from the heart. It's from the soul. But on this issue, probably really for the first time, I basically have conjured a canned press statement dealing with this. Because my phone hasn't stopped, my email hasn't stopped, and it's a lot of love and support, but questioning, you know, what's going on at InfoWars. And I've done a lot of interviews on other shows about this. And basically, my message to the audience today, and I've said this to the crew, we had a meeting this morning, I virtually said this as well, but here's where I stand. I'm very proud of my work here at InfoWars. It's an experience and an opportunity that I will never forget. This crew, this audience, if and when InfoWars shuts down, this whole thing was a very important part of my life, and I'll never forget it. And as far as the future is concerned, I am not here to tell that story. This is Alex's story. This is Alex's company. He built this. For 30 years, he built it with his blood, his sweat, and his tears. Literally. I've witnessed it all. So, if you want to know about the future, if you want to know about the status, listen to Alex. He'll tell you. I am going to be fulfilling my duties here at InfoWars as I have been since 2016. That's where I'm at. I'm going to fulfill my duties here until there are no more duties for me to fulfill. So for updates, you go to the Alex Jones Show. You can go to InfoWars.com. You can go to The Real Alex Jones on X. That's where it's at. I'm here to do my job. I have a job to do until this place doesn't exist anymore. So I'm going to fulfill my duties until there's no more duties to be filled. So that's what we're going to do here. Now, quickly, to address another issue, and then I promise I'm going to move on from this, to address another issue, Alex is still going to be on X, for sure. And I'm still going to be on X. A lot of the crew that you might follow is going to be on X. I've got a Rumble channel. So, yeah, I don't know how much longer I have in this studio. I don't know how much longer I have with this crew. I don't know how much longer the InfoWars War Room has as your 3 to 6 afternoon drive time transmission. But that doesn't mean we stop. The InfoWar doesn't stop. The InfoWars legacy doesn't stop. The InfoWars legend doesn't stop. And Alex is not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. The rest of the guests, the rest of the crew, the rest of the hosts, and everybody involved here is not going to stop. But when you think about it, and it's unfortunate, but you look at the times that we're in, of course they were going to shut down InfoWars eventually. Of course they were going to come for the kill shot. And so we've reached that phase. And it's sad and unfortunate for us and for the audience and for America, but maybe there will be a silver lining to all of this. And maybe in a way this will be the shot heard around the world, and it will amplify and vindicate and validate all the work that Alex and InfoWars has done over the years. And I believe God will have a purpose for the remnants of what breaks apart when they blow up this mothership. So I'm going to leave it at that. And for the rest of the way, I'm going to continue to fulfill my duties as the host of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, here's what I have for today. Guys, I just threw my video list halfway across the studio. Could you come kindly pick that up for me? Thank you very much. When we look at the 2024 election right now, all these major political odds makers and all these analysts and the people that do the foresight and everything else, thank you very much. Everything is now leaning Trump. And they have all these different maps and they say, oh, Virginia's a toss-up now and Illinois is slight Democrat and New Jersey is a toss-up. And these are states that normally they just consider blue states. So the reality is sinking in here. The reality is sinking in here. And I've got multiple clips where you have Democrats saying, I voted Democrat my whole life. All my fans and my friends and family all voted for Biden in 2020. We're all voting for Trump. We're pledging our votes for Trump. We might even campaign for Trump, fundraise for Trump. Trump goes to Silicon Valley and does a big fundraiser. A lot of liberals, a lot of Democrats are saying, yeah, I've been a Democrat. I've been a liberal. I'm voting for Trump. So this landslide at this point is inevitable. And they can put Trump in jail, and it's not going to change anything. And if it does change anything, it's just going to help Trump. They can continue to attack him. It's not going to move the needle. So we're up against a situation that's inevitable, even though so much is going to happen in the next 150 days till the election. The situation is inevitable as it stands. The trajectory is inevitable as it stands. Donald Trump is going to have a massive landslide. And he had, what was it, like 78 million votes or something, a record, in 2020. So he had the most votes ever in 2020. And the only way they could get Biden over the top was that, oh, but Biden actually had the most votes ever. Biden had more than Trump. It's like Trump broke the record for most votes. Oh, and then Biden at 3:30 in the morning in five states got 3 million votes and won. And then he had the record for most votes. Clearly an anomaly, clearly impossible, clearly shenanigans all night long. Well, Trump is on pace to get probably organically 80, 85 million votes, set the record again. And that's probably the real record. That's probably really where it stands. It'd kind of be like arguing the hollowed baseball stats. It's like, well, who's the real home run champion? Is it Barry Bonds that was on steroids, or Mark McGwire that was on steroids, or is it Roger Maris who did it without steroids? Or is it Aaron Judge who I think hit 63 or something last year? So that's kind of what it is. Well, you know, Barry Bonds did hit the most home runs, but he was all juiced up on steroids and everything else that's illegal and HGH. So maybe it's not Barry Bonds. Well, Biden got the most votes ever. Well, yeah, and he had people voting from parking lots. And they had the mules packing the ballot boxes. And they had truckloads of ballots coming in at 3:30 in the morning. So is that really the record? Trump is going to organically get 80, 85 million votes. So what are they going to do? Tell you Biden gets 86 million? Is that what they're going to do? The difference is now, most people still haven't seen this. And this is probably the most important graphic that you could ever see when it comes to American elections. And the five states this happened in, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. They tried to do it in North Carolina. They didn't get enough. Arizona, Nevada, but not as bad as Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Those are the ridiculous ones. These are the most important graphics that you can show anybody dealing with the election, because still very few Americans have actually seen what we just put on the screen. The total evidence in the line graph of live voting tallies, the total evidence of the anomalies that took place that night, the impossibility of Joe Biden in five states at 3:30 in the morning getting 3 million votes to put him ahead of Trump and win the election. So are they going to do that again in 2024? Are they going to change it? How do they pull this off? Because it's different now. People are paying attention now. People are more politically interested than ever in modern American history. And the lack of enthusiasm, in fact, throw out enthusiasm, the lack of support at all for Joe Biden. It just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I have some liberal friends. I have some friends that vote Democrat. They all are going to be voting for RFK. There's nobody that's voting for Biden. And then he's going to pop up and get 90 million votes. Nobody is going to buy that. So do they flip the table before then? Do they just run with the theft anyway? In the process of flipping the table, do they cancel it somehow? Do they just accept defeat and just say, well, we're not going to beat Trump, so we'll just give him this one and we'll come back for 2028 and they won't have a candidate as strong as Trump? But there's no denial his popularity is skyrocketing, and he had a big event in Arizona last night. He's had record fundraising since this has taken off. The guilty verdict. President Trump announces $400 million in fundraising since guilty verdict in New York show trial. And this is all small donations. This is all the average American donating 20 bucks, 50 bucks, 100 bucks, 200 bucks. Obviously, there's some big donors in there as well. But this is a lot of just American small donations showing support since the guilty verdict. And then you have individuals like this. David Sacks has a fundraiser in San Francisco for Trump. A lot of tech people, a lot of liberal kind of tech people, progressive people show up, donate big to Trump. Here's one example, Egan McCabe. Fun night at David Sacks fundraiser in San Francisco. I spoke with six people there, none identified as Republican. All voted or donated Democrat in the past. Now they're backing Trump for his policies on war, immigration, crypto, and more. This election is a referendum on those issues. So this goes beyond party lines. And all the Democrats have at this point is the persecution of Trump. All the Democrats have at this time is to try to drum up the hatred for Trump, which just isn't there like it was in 2016 or even 2020. And that's because the average person that doesn't just live a lie can't deny how much worse the country is under Joe Biden. Hell, the whole planet under Joe Biden. But let's look at here. And we'll try to do this chronologically, and you guys have the right video to start this off with. Or actually, let's actually go to the line first in clip six. Yeah, just go ahead and B-roll the line. And so this is the line outside of the venue in Maricopa County, where Trump supposedly lost, if you believe that. This is the line. I mean, this is like, I don't even know what gets a line like this, to be quite honest with you, other than a Trump rally. I mean, I remember there used to be like giveaways at Bush Stadium. Like bobbleheads were really popular in the early 2000s. So they'd do like a Mark McGuire bobblehead or a Albert Pujols bobblehead. And you know, it'd be like first 10,000 would get one or whatever. And people would line up and show up for that. And they'd be lined up outside the stadium hours before. I mean, maybe a music festival where people want to rush to get to the front of the stage. I mean, you just don't see this. I mean, maybe like 1996 Chicago Bulls season tickets go on sale and people are lined up for miles to get season tickets for the Bulls to see Jordan. I mean, you just don't see this, folks. This is a truly like a phenomenon of extremely rare generational popularity for Donald Trump. Now, I can sit here all day long. There's nothing like this for Biden, obviously. Everybody knows that. Biden can't get a line. Biden can't even fill half a high school gymnasium. Trump's filling these massive venues. Here's Trump walking into the venue and some of the scenes and sounds. Go ahead, guys. Roaring crowd, packed house, huge auditorium. So once again, Trump gets at least 10,000 to an event. They can't even get them all in. In Arizona. So let's go to some of the moments from the rally. Here he is talking about firing Joe Biden in clip three.
But we're going to win the great state of Arizona, and we're going to tell crooked Joe Biden, you're fired. You're doing a lousy job, the worst president in history. Joe, you're fired. How did he do today? Does anybody have a report?
So again, you can see it. It's a massive crowd, huge auditorium. I mean, it's just a joke. Biden can never do that. They don't have the excuse of COVID this go around. He brings up Sheriff Joe Arpaio onto the stage. And him and Joe having a good time last night, clip two.
I used to love that guy. Where is Sheriff Joe? Hey, Joe, come up here. Come on. Get up here, Joe. Sheriff Joe. No games. There were no games. There were no games being played with Sheriff Joe. I didn't know he was here. Come here, Joe. Kiss men, but I kissed him. We had a real border with this guy. People said he was too tough or too. Now they're saying, where is Sheriff Joe? You know, he's 170 years old, but we want him back. Joe, say something.
Looks good for 170. Better than Biden.
I want to see your birth certificate. He doesn't believe my age. You think I'm 73?
I think you're 50.
No. I love this guy. When NBC came up to me, he said, John McCain, your hero. And I paused because 4 months before, I woke up and told my wife, and thank you, everything you've done for Ava. Never forget that. Never. So I said about McCain, I'm not going to badmouth him. You know, he still served our country. But when I woke up, I told my wife, I finally found the only hero I ever had in my life, and that's him. And I'm like the president. I'm not a typical politician. We talk too much sometimes.
That's okay.
But you know what? You talk from the heart. Unfortunately, and you get in trouble for that. And what he did for my wife, Ava, I will never forget it.
Thank you.
When my wife came down, my wife used to watch Fox, who I never watch anymore, except for your guy. And because she used to watch Donald Trump. And when I told Donald Trump about my wife, that she had cancer, he's called my wife not once, seven times. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, Trump well known for really actually caring about people, reaching out, checking
all
on
the media up there. You know, they badmouth me every day. I love the media that badmouths me because my polls keep going up. So keep badmouthing him. You're doing him a favor, too. Keep badmouthing him. So anyway, Mr. President, from the heart, and by the way, June 14, you and I.
His birthday.
Birthday. Same day.
June 14th, a big day, isn't it? All right, let's go to a grandfather getting emotional talking about the future of America at the rally last night. He's taking questions from the audience. Joe Biden won't even take questions from the press. Here's clip one.
Yes, sir. You're a good-looking guy. Look at that guy. Looks like a banker from Wall Street.
You can see I'm an old man, and I have grandchildren that I want to see taken care of.
Right.
And I love them, and I want them to know that they can have the same life that I have had.
Oh, it's very nice.
What are you going to do about that?
We're going to make sure that they have the same. You know, you're I mean, I can just see how incredible you are by the emotion of that and the way you asked the question. We're going to make sure they have the same life that you had or better. We're going to make it safe. We have to give authority back to law enforcement so they can properly protect people, because right now the law enforcement is just not allowed to do their job because crime is so bad. Crime is so bad in the cities, and one of the things I said is we're heading to the break.
You know, imagine that, though. Trump taking questions from the massive crowd there in Arizona. Biden won't even take questions from the press. He's too confused. He can't even handle a basic press conference taking questions from the press. He's too confused. Unless it's totally scripted out, he'll do it then. So they can't cover this up, folks. I mean, the momentum behind Trump is only building, and Biden is bottoming out, I mean, quite literally in a diaper at a worldwide D-Day ceremony.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available: Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
I call him Watermelon Head. He's got the thinnest neck I've ever seen, how it holds up that head. He's got a neck that's about a size 6. Very unattractive guy, both inside and outside. And people say, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. It's okay. Very unattractive guy. Here's the thing. These are bad people. And
Trump talking about Adam Schiff's Watermelon Head with Dr. Phil. And that wasn't all that emerged from Trump's interview with Dr. Phil. He took a poll in the audience to see what kind of support Trump would have, specifically after the guilty verdict. And this was the result in clip 10.
The question was asked, I would vote for a convicted felon for president of the United States. 91% say yes, and then Keith and a few stragglers say no. So 91% of the people say yes, and I don't know if that's because they think that's kind of a bogus conviction or if they think it's a white-collar conviction or something. That's something we need to drill down more on. But 91% of the people say they would. We'll see.
Most okay. Prisoners can't vote.
Right. Well, and you can't vote from prison. But actually, a convicted felon can't vote in Florida unless they're under New York law, which is interesting, then they can vote in Florida. So, yes, ma'am.
Hi, Nova. So I was here Monday, and I stated that I was formerly a Democrat, now Republican, and I'm still undecided. Happen? Great interview. I think you did a wonderful job getting him to be a little more personable. I thought it was really funny how he took your stats and was really like, oh, you know, when you showed him the stats on everything, I was like, I wondered if you gave him a copy of that because he was so impressed with his numbers. But I am swayed. My mindset towards him since I saw the court, when y'all talked about the court hearing and all that, yes, I don't feel like that was fair for him.
Now, by the way, there's more of that, but Dr. Phil would have been right. You don't vote from prison normally until 2020. Isn't that something? And I talked when I was in the federal prison. I talked to multiple prisoners, people that had been in for a long time, multiple elections, and they told me, because, you know, people want to talk politics with me when they found out who I was, and they'd say, hey, you know, I've been in prison for five presidential elections, and they've never brought ballots by to have us vote before. Everyone in here is a felon. They had us voting in 2020. We got to vote in 2020. Something's up. And they were like, they tell me, like, yeah, we knew something was up. Like, we knew something was going on, you know. Like, you get very little outside information when you're in there. It was like, even the federal prisoners, when they were getting ballots in 2020, were like, what the hell is this? What is this? And you want to know what's even crazier? And it's such a deep psychological analysis of a Democrat. Truly it is. Because even a lot of the prisoners had enough integrity that they wouldn't vote. They were like, this is wrong. We're felons and there's something sketchy about this. Prisoners have never been able to vote. And a lot of the prisoners refused to vote because they I guess they had too much integrity. A Democrat will vote 20 times if he can. But that's a whole other story. Here's another clip. Again, this was the whole show of Dr. Phil with Trump. Everybody like, yeah, I used to be a Democrat. Oh, I voted for Biden. We're all with Trump now. Here's another one, clip 11.
So watching your interview today, I think it actually gave me an interpretation that I've never had of him before. And us not seeing him more, it actually kind of hurts people on judging him. I guess if that's what the media wants to do, then they're doing a very good job at it.
Yeah, you bet.
That's
all
it.
Right.
I was just thinking about when they ran the first time together or the second time and President Biden won. I have a lot of Republican friends and a lot of Democratic friends. I'm kind of neutral, but they talked about good versus evil. And I thought, well, we're not really in a Disney movie, so I don't understand. You may not like him. I get that. But now, 4 years later, the same people I know that have said these things say, I'm really upset with my 401k. I'm upset when I go to the grocery store and they're all voting for Trump now. So and on the TikTok thing, I do get on TikTok and most of the people I have followed off and on, their TikToks have been taken down if they have anything about Trump. And I just think this is biased. And so that doesn't help his case at all. They just see one side.
Yeah. Does that bother you? That they're taking stuff down because it has that in there? What'd you want to say?
Now, this gets back to the issue with the propaganda media. And, man, I mean, this is, you want to talk about one of the core causes of InfoWars. It's to counter and even politically annihilate the fake news media. So you have to understand that the 95%, the mainstream media, as you call it, the left-wing media, however you want to say it, the fake news media, we all know who we're talking about here. They don't present you with a real picture of America. They don't present you with a real picture of politics, of foreign policy, geopolitics, Donald Trump, conservatism, whatever you want to say. And for so long they've been able to control the narrative, control the feeling, control the emotions, control the conscience of the American voter, and it's truly starting to slip. So this is why they censor you from seeing what Trump says and does. They lie about him. They lie about his policies. They lie about his supporters, lie about January 6th, whatever you want to say. And the whole facade is starting to slip now. The whole facade is starting to slip. But see, this is part of the core reason why they needed to shut InfoWars down 5 months before a presidential election. Because of all the independent news, of all the alternative news, this is the mothership. This is the mothership. If anybody can counter, because the independent media, conservative media, whatever, people don't rally to a talking point. They don't rally to a narrative like the leftist media does, like the mainstream media does. They all rally to a talking point or a narrative, or they even literally get pressers sent to them and say, this is what you're going to read, or they just show up and it's already plugged into the teleprompter and they just read off of it. So this is the most powerful news organization when it comes to countering the fake news, mainstream media, and countering the fake narratives, correcting the disinformation and the misinformation. And so, yeah, this is the most important election, and they had to shut us down as they're losing their grip on the narrative. Absolutely. And yesterday we played Joe Rogan talking about this. Here's Russell Brand talking about it, clip 13.
In a straight choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, if you care about democracy, if you care about freedom, I don't know how you can do anything other than vote for Donald Trump for precisely the reasons that they claim that you can't vote for Donald Trump. They act as if a vote for Donald Trump is almost like you're directly voting for Armageddon. Like you see hysterical performances outside of courtrooms, endless MSNBC bombast. But I'm starting to think that, no, a greater threat to democracy is this kind of technological feudalism that tells you that it cares about you and it's protecting vulnerable people, all the while increasing censorship, increasing the funding of wars, increasing the division between ordinary Americans.
So I'm going to go ahead and tell you what you're about to witness in the next 150 days. You are going to see Trump's candidacy, the populist movement behind him, has so much momentum and gravity right now. People are going to start coming into Trump's favor, endorsing Trump, campaigning for Trump like you've never seen before. And I think the true tell sign whether this is going to go over the levees or not, whether this is going to go over the floodgates or not and break the dam or not, are really celebrities. Because they're the ones that are controlled. They're the ones that aren't allowed to be conservatives, aren't allowed to be liberal. You're only allowed Democrat talking points, liberal talking points, anti-Trump talking points. If celebrities start going over the top for Trump, folks, it's over. It's done. They'll have to throw in the towel at that point.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I did.
As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. It's time to make it count.
Put together by the great Darren McBreen, and that message is for you. That message is for you in this audience, and that's not a slight to those in the audience that were deceived into taking it or were forced to take it for other reasons, but it's more of a salute to those that withstood the bullying, the pressure, and went through all of that and came out not vaccinated. And for some, it was probably a lot harder than others. And, you know, I'm featured in that video. Some other InfoWars hosts, guests are featured in that video, and I'm in that thumbnail. But the truth is, for me, it was easy. For me, it was not hard at all. There was no pressure on me professionally. There were no mandates, obviously, here at InfoWars. And I'm somebody that never gets vaccines. So really, it was not hard for me. It was a lot harder for probably people in the audience that were pressured to take it, whether it was for work or family or social situations. So really, that message is for you out there that had to put up with that pressure, because it was not hard for me. It was a 0% chance I was taking the vaccine. For you, it might have been harder out there. So that's a salute. But it's this audience, it's this crew, and it's the power of it, which is why they target us for shutdown. Isn't it?
All right, folks, Nitrique Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitrique Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitrique Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitrique Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitrique Boost now.
Of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's nothing else. It's Friday, June 7th, 2024. This is InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 150 days till the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. Now, I got a bunch of video clips to play. I've got a pretty light-sized news desk today, and it's Friday, and so I want to take a bunch of phone calls. No guests on the schedule. Want to take a bunch of phone calls. But yes, I suppose it is apropos that the crew puts this on screen, the front page headline on the Drudge Report, about InfoWars' future. Now, I've never really done press statements. I mean, I've been through a lot of legal stuff. I've been part of the story, or been the story multiple times in my life. And so maybe I've kind of thought things out or worked things out with lawyers as far as, you know, messaging to the public, but I don't really do canned press statements. I don't really prepare like that. It's total stream of consciousness. It's from the heart. It's from the soul. But on this issue, probably really for the first time, I basically have conjured a canned press statement dealing with this. Because my phone hasn't stopped, my email hasn't stopped, and it's a lot of love and support, but questioning, you know, what's going on at InfoWars. And I've done a lot of interviews on other shows about this. And basically, my message to the audience today, and I've said this to the crew. We had a meeting this morning. I virtually said this as well. But here's where I stand. I'm very proud of my work here at InfoWars. It's an experience and an opportunity that I will never forget. This crew, this audience, if and when InfoWars shuts down, this whole thing was a very important part of my life, and I'll never forget it. And as far as the future is concerned, I am not here to tell that story. This is Alex's story. This is Alex's company. He built this. For 30 years, he built it with his blood, his sweat, and his tears. Literally. I've witnessed it all. So, if you want to know about the future, if you want to know about the status, listen to Alex. He'll tell you. I am going to be fulfilling my duties here at InfoWars, as I have been since 2016. That's where I'm at. I'm going to fulfill my duties here until there are no more duties for me to fulfill. So for updates, you go to the Alex Jones Show. You can go to InfoWars.com. You can go to The Real Alex Jones on X. That's where it's at. I'm here to do my job. I have a job to do until this place doesn't exist anymore. So I'm going to fulfill my duties until there's no more duties to be filled. So that's what we're going to do here. Now, quickly, to address another issue, and then I promise I'm going to move on from this, to address another issue, Alex is still going to be on X, for sure. And I'm still going to be on X. A lot of the crew that you might follow is going to be on X. I've got a Rumble channel. So, yeah, I don't know how much longer I have in this studio. I don't know how much longer I have with this crew. I don't know how much longer the InfoWars War Room has as your 3-6 afternoon drive time transmission. But that doesn't mean we stop. The InfoWar doesn't stop. The InfoWars legacy doesn't stop. The InfoWars legend doesn't stop. And Alex is not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. The rest of the guests, the rest of the crew, the rest of the host, and everybody involved here is not going to stop. But when you think about it, and it's unfortunate, but you look at the times that we're in, of course they were going to shut down InfoWars eventually. Of course they were going to come for the kill shot. And so we've reached that phase. And it's sad and unfortunate for us and for the audience and for America, but maybe there will be a silver lining to all of this. And maybe in a way this will be the shot heard around the world, and it will amplify and vindicate and validate all the work that Alex and InfoWars has done over the years. And I believe God will have a purpose for the remnants of what breaks apart when they blow up this mothership. So I'm going to leave it at that. And for the rest of the way, I'm going to continue to fulfill my duties as the host of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, here's what I have for today. Guys, I just threw my video list halfway across the studio. Could you come kindly pick that up for me? Thank you very much. When we look at the 2024 election right now, all these major political odds makers and all these analysts and the people that do the foresight and everything else, thank you very much. Everything is now leaning Trump. And they have all these different maps, and they say, oh, Virginia's a toss-up now, and Illinois is slight Democrat, and New Jersey is a toss-up. And these are states that normally they just consider blue states. So the reality is sinking in here. The reality is sinking in here. And I've got multiple clips where you have Democrats saying, I voted Democrat my whole life. All my fans and My friends and family all voted for Biden in 2020. We're all voting for Trump. We're pledging our votes for Trump. We might even campaign for Trump, fundraise for Trump. Trump goes to Silicon Valley and does a big fundraiser. A lot of liberals, a lot of Democrats are saying, yeah, I've been a Democrat. I've been a liberal. I'm voting for Trump. So this landslide at this point is inevitable. And they can put Trump in jail, and it's not going to change anything. And if it does change anything, it's just going to help Trump. They can continue to attack him. It's not going to move the needle. So we're up against a situation that's inevitable, even though so much is going to happen in the next 150 days till the election. The situation is inevitable as it stands. The trajectory is inevitable as it stands. Donald Trump is going to have a massive landslide. And he had, what was it, like 78 million votes or something, a record in 2020. So he had the most votes ever in 2020. And the only way they could get Biden over the top was that, oh, but Biden actually had the most votes ever. Biden had more than Trump. It's like Trump broke the record for most votes. Oh, and then Biden at 3:30 in the morning in five states got 3 million votes and won. And then he had the record for most votes. Clearly an anomaly, clearly impossible, clearly shenanigans all night long. Well, Trump is on pace to get probably organically 80, 85 million votes, set the record again. And that's probably the real record. That's probably really where it stands. It kind of be like arguing the hollowed baseball stats. It's like, well, who's the real home run champion? Is it Barry Bonds that was on steroids, or Mark McGwire that was on steroids, or is it Roger Maris who did it without steroids? Or is it Aaron Judge who I think hit 63 or something last year? So that's kind of what it is. Well, you know, Barry Bonds did hit the most home runs, but he was all juiced up on steroids and everything else that's illegal and HGH. So maybe it's not Barry Bonds. Well, Biden got the most votes ever. Well, yeah, and he had people voting from parking lots. And they had the mules packing the ballot boxes. And they had truckloads of ballots coming in at 3:30 in the morning. So is that really the record? Trump is going to organically get 80, 85 million votes. So what are they going to do? Tell you Biden gets 86 million? Is that what they're going to do? The difference is now, most people still haven't seen this, and this is probably the most important graphic that you could ever see when it comes to American elections. And the five states this happened in, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. They tried to do it in North Carolina. They didn't get enough. Arizona, Nevada, but not as bad as Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Those are the ridiculous ones. These are the most important graphics that you can show anybody dealing with the election, because still very few Americans have actually seen what we just put on the screen. The total evidence in the line graph of live voting tallies, the total evidence of the anomalies that took place that night, the impossibility of Joe Biden in five states at 3:30 in the morning getting 3 million votes to put him ahead of Trump and win the election. So are they gonna do that again in 2024? Are they gonna change it? How do they pull this off? Because it's different now. People are paying attention now. People are more politically interested than ever in modern American history. And the lack of enthusiasm, in fact, throw out enthusiasm, the lack of support at all for Joe Biden. It just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I have some liberal friends. I have some friends that vote Democrat. They all are going to be voting for RFK. There's nobody that's voting for Biden. And then he's going to pop up and get 90 million votes. Nobody is going to buy that. So do they flip the table before then? Do they just run with the theft anyway? In the process of flipping the table, do they cancel it somehow? Do they just accept defeat and just say, well, we're not going to beat Trump, so we'll just give him this one and we'll come back for 2028 and they won't have a candidate as strong as Trump? But there's no denial his popularity is skyrocketing, and he had a big event in Arizona last night. He's had record fundraising since this has taken off, the guilty verdict. President Trump announces $400 million in fundraising since guilty verdict in New York show trial. And this is all small donations. This is all the average American donating $20, $50, $100, $200. Obviously, there's some big donors in there as well. But this is a lot of just American small donations showing support since the guilty verdict. And then you have individuals like this. David Sachs has a fundraiser in San Francisco for Trump. A lot of tech people, a lot of liberal kind of tech people, progressive people show up, donate big to Trump. Here's one example, Egan McCabe. Fun night at David Sachs fundraiser in San Francisco. I spoke with six people there. None identified as Republican. All voted or donated Democrat in the past. Now they're backing Trump for his policies on war, immigration, crypto, and more. This election is a referendum on those issues. So this goes beyond party lines. And all the Democrats have at this point is the persecution of Trump. All the Democrats have at this time is to try to drum up the hatred for Trump, which just isn't there like it was in 2016 or even 2020. And that's because the average person that doesn't just live a lie can't deny how much worse the country is under Joe Biden. Hell, the whole planet under Joe Biden. But let's look at here. And we'll try to do this chronologically. And you guys have the right video to start this off with. Or actually, let's actually go to the line first in clip six. Yeah, just go ahead and B-roll the line. And so this is the line outside of the venue in Maricopa County, where Trump supposedly lost, if you believe that. This is the line. I mean, this is like, I don't even know what gets a line like this, to be quite honest with you, other than a Trump rally. I mean, I remember there used to be like giveaways at Bush Stadium. Like bobbleheads were really popular in the early 2000s. So they'd do like a Mark McGuire bobblehead or a Albert Pujols bobblehead. And you know, it'd be like first 10,000 would get one or whatever. And people would line up and show up for that. And they'd be lined up outside the stadium hours before. I mean, maybe a music festival where people want to rush to get to the front of the stage. I mean, you just don't see this. I mean, maybe like 1996 Chicago Bulls season tickets go on sale and people are lined up for miles to get season tickets for the Bulls to see Jordan. I mean, you just don't see this, folks. This is a truly like a phenomenon of extremely rare generational popularity for Donald Trump. Now, I can sit here all day long. There's nothing like this for Biden, obviously. Everybody knows that. Biden can't get a line. Biden can't even fill half a high school gymnasium. Trump's filling these massive venues. Here's Trump walking into the venue. And some of the scenes and sounds. Go ahead, guys. Roaring crowd, packed house, huge auditorium. So once again, Trump gets at least 10,000 to an event. They can't even get them all in. It's in Arizona. So let's go to some of the moments from the rally. Here he is talking about firing Joe Biden in clip three.
But we're going to win the great state of Arizona, and we're going to tell crooked Joe Biden, you're fired. You're doing a lousy job, the worst president in history. Joe, you're fired. How did he do today? Does anybody have a report?
So again, you can see it. It's a massive crowd, huge auditorium. I mean, it's just a joke. Biden can never do that. They don't have the excuse of COVID this go around. He brings up Sheriff Joe Arpaio onto the stage, and him and Joe having a good time last night, clip two.
I used to love that guy. Where is Sheriff Joe? Hey, Joe, come up here. Come up here. Get up here, Joe. Sheriff Joe. No games. There were no games. There were no games being played with Sheriff Joe. I didn't know he was here. Come here, Joe. I don't kiss men, but I kissed him. We had a real border with this guy. People said he was too tough or too... Now they're saying, where is Sheriff Joe? You know, he's 170 years old, but we want him back. Joe, say something.
Looks good for 170. Better than Biden.
I want to see your birth certificate. He doesn't believe my age. You think I'm 73?
I think you're 50.
I love this guy. When NBC came up to me, he said, John McCain, your hero. And I paused. Because 4 months before, I woke up and told my wife, and thank you, everything you've done for Ava. Never forget that. Never. So I said about McCain, I'm not going to badmouth him. You know, he still served our country. But when I woke up, I told my wife, I finally found the only hero I ever had in my life. And that's him. And I'm like the president. I'm not a typical politician. We talk too much sometimes. But you know what? You talk from the heart. Unfortunately, and you get in trouble for that. And what he did for my wife, Ava, I will never forget it.
Thank you.
When my wife came down, my wife used to watch Fox, who I never watch anymore, except for your guy. And because she used to watch Donald Trump. And when I told Donald Trump about my wife, that she had cancer, he's called my wife not once, seven times. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, Trump well known for really actually caring about people, reaching out, checking
all
on
the media up there. You know, they badmouth me every day. I love the media that badmouths me because my polls keep going up. So keep badmouthing him. You're doing him a favor, too. Keep badmouthing him. So anyway, Mr. President, from the heart, and by the way, June 14, you and I.
His birthday.
Birthday, same day.
June 14th, a big day, isn't it? All right, let's go to a grandfather getting emotional talking about the future of America at the rally last night. He's taking questions from the audience. Joe Biden won't even take questions from the press. Here's clip one.
Yes, sir. You're a good-looking guy. Look at that guy. Looks like a banker from Wall Street.
You can see I'm an old man, and I have grandchildren that I want to see taken care of,
right?
And I love them, and I want them to know that they can have the same life that I have had.
Oh, it's very nice.
What are you going to do about that?
We're going to make sure that they have the same. You know, you're. I mean, I can just see how incredible you are by the emotion of that and the way you asked the question. We're going to make sure they have the same life that you had or better. We're going to make it safe. We have to give
We have to give authority back to law enforcement so they can properly protect people, because right now the law enforcement is just not allowed to do their job because crime is so bad. Crime is so bad in the cities. And one of the things I said is we're heading to the break.
Imagine that, though. Trump taking questions from the massive crowd there in Arizona. Biden won't even take questions from the press. He's too confused. He can't even handle a basic press conference taking questions from the press. It's too confused. Unless it's totally scripted out, he'll do it then. So they can't cover this up, folks. I mean, the momentum behind Trump is only building, and Biden is bottoming out, I mean, quite literally in a diaper at a worldwide D-Day ceremony.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available: Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show. I call him Watermelon Head. He's got the thinnest neck I've ever seen, how it holds up that head. He's got a neck that's about a size 6. Very unattractive guy, both inside and outside. And people say, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. That's okay. Very unattractive guy. Here's the thing. These are bad people. And
Trump talking about Adam Schiff's Watermelon Head with Dr. Phil. And that wasn't all that emerged from Trump's interview with Dr. Phil. He took a poll in the audience to see what kind of support Trump would have, specifically after the guilty verdict, and this was the result in clip 10.
The question was asked, I would vote for a convicted felon for president of the United States. 91% say yes, and then Keith and a few stragglers say no. So 91% of the people say yes, and I don't know if that's because they think that's kind of a bogus conviction or if they think it's a white-collar conviction or something. That's something we need to drill down more on, but 91% of the people say they would. We'll see.
Most prisoners can't vote.
Right. Well, and you can't vote from prison, but actually a convicted felon can't vote in Florida unless they're under New York law, which is interesting, then they can vote in Florida. So, yes, ma'am.
Hi, Nova. So I was here Monday, and I stated that I was formerly a Democrat, now Republican, and I'm still undecided. Great interview. I think you did a wonderful job getting him to be a little more personable. I thought it was really funny how he took your stats and was really like, oh, you know, when you showed him the stats on everything, I was like, I wondered if you gave him a copy of that because he was so impressed with his numbers. But I am swayed. My mindset towards him since I saw the court, when y'all talked about the court hearing and all that, yes, I don't feel like that was fair for him.
Now, by the way, there's more of that, but Dr. Phil would have been right. You don't vote from prison normally until 2020. Isn't that something? And I talked when I was in the federal prison. I talked to multiple prisoners, people that had been in for a long time, multiple elections, and they told me, because, you know, people want to talk politics with me when they found out who I was, and they'd say, hey, you know, I've been in prison for 5 presidential elections, and they've never brought ballots by to have us vote before. Most everyone in here is a felon. They had us voting in 2020. We got to vote in 2020. Something's up. And they were like, they tell me, like, yeah, we knew something was up. Like, we knew something was going on, you know. Like, you get very little outside information when you're in there. It's like, even the federal prisoners, when they were getting ballots in 2020, were like, what the hell is this? What is this? And you want to know what's even crazier? And it's such a deep psychological analysis of a Democrat. Truly it is. Because even a lot of the prisoners had enough integrity that they wouldn't vote. They were like, this is wrong. We're felons and there's something sketchy about this. Prisoners have never been able to vote. And a lot of the prisoners refused to vote because they I guess they had too much integrity. A Democrat will vote 20 times if he can. But that's a whole other story. Here's another clip. Again, this was the whole show of Dr. Phil with Trump. Everybody like, yeah, I used to be a Democrat. Oh, I voted for Biden. We're all with Trump now. Here's another one, clip 11.
So watching your interview today, I think it actually gave me an interpretation that I never had of him before. And us not seeing him more, it actually kind of hurts people on judging him. I guess if that's what the media wants to do, then they're doing a very good job at it.
Yeah, you bet.
That's
all
it.
Right.
I was just thinking about when they ran the first time together or the second time and President Biden won. I have a lot of Republican friends and a lot of Democratic friends. I'm kind of neutral, but they talked about good versus evil. And I thought, well, we're not really in a Disney movie, so I don't understand. You may not like him. I get that. But now, 4 years later, the same people I know that have said these things say, I'm really upset with my 401k. I'm upset when I go to the grocery store, and they're all voting for Trump now. So it's, and on the TikTok thing, I do get on TikTok, and most of the people I have followed off and on, their TikToks have been taken down if they have anything about Trump. And I just think this is biased. And so that doesn't help his case at all. They just see one side.
Yeah. Does that bother you that they're taking stuff down because it has that in there? What do you want to say?
Now, this gets back to the issue with the propaganda media. And, man, I mean, this is, you want to talk about one of the core causes of InfoWars. It's to counter and even politically annihilate the fake news media. So you have to understand that the 95%, the mainstream media, as you call it, the left-wing media, however you want to say it, the fake news media, we all know who we're talking about here. They don't present you with a real picture of America. They don't present you with a real picture of politics, of foreign policy, geopolitics, Donald Trump, conservatism, whatever you want to say. And for so long, they've been able to control the narrative, control the feeling, control the emotions, control the conscience of the American voter. And it's truly starting to slip. So this is why they censor you from seeing what Trump says and does. They lie about him. They lie about his policies. They lie about his supporters. Lie about January 6th, whatever you want to say. And the whole facade is starting to slip now. The whole facade is starting to slip. But see, this is part of the core reason why they needed to shut InfoWars down 5 months before a presidential election. Because of all the independent news, of all the alternative news, this is the mothership. This is the mothership. If anybody can counter, because the independent media, conservative media, whatever, people don't rally to a talking point. They don't rally to a narrative like the leftist media does, like the mainstream media does. They all rally to a talking point or a narrative, or they even literally get pressers sent to them and say, this is what you're going to read, or they just show up and it's already plugged into the teleprompter and they just read off of it. So this is the most powerful news organization when it comes to countering the fake news, mainstream media, and countering the fake narratives, correcting the disinformation and the misinformation. And so, yeah, this is the most important election, and they had to shut us down as they're losing their grip on the narrative. Absolutely. And yesterday we played Joe Rogan talking about this. Here's Russell Brand talking about it, clip 13.
In a straight choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, if you care about democracy, if you care about freedom, I don't know how you can do anything other than vote for Donald Trump for precisely the reasons that they claim that you can't vote for Donald Trump. They act as if a vote for Donald Trump is almost like you're directly voting for Armageddon. Like you see hysterical performances outside of courtrooms, endless MSNBC bombast. But I'm starting to think that, no, a greater threat to democracy is this kind of technological feudalism that tells you that it cares about you and it's protecting vulnerable people, all the while increasing censorship, increasing the funding of wars, increasing the division between ordinary Americans.
So I'm going to go ahead and tell you what you're about to witness in the next 150 days. You are going to see Trump's candidacy, the populist movement behind him, has so much momentum and gravity right now. People are going to start coming into Trump's favor, endorsing Trump, campaigning for Trump like you've never seen before. And I think the true tell sign whether this is going to go over the levees or not, whether this is going to go over the floodgates or not and break the dam or not, are really celebrities. Because they're the ones that are controlled. They're the ones that aren't allowed to be conservatives, aren't allowed to be liberal. You're only allowed Democrat talking points, liberal talking points, anti-Trump talking points. If celebrities start going over the top for Trump, folks, it's over. It's done. They'll have to throw in the towel at that point.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener-supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing
information on the air and their really great products. Infowarsstore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
All right. I don't want to overreact to this. Maybe we should attempt to get a lawyer on in response, or maybe I could probably open up the phone lines and get a lawyer to call in even. But this is just breaking out of New York. Judge Merchan has just released this statement. Dear counsel, so that's to the Trump's defense and then the state attorney's office. Dear counsel, Today, the court became aware of a comment that was posted on the Unified Court System's public Facebook page, and which I now bring to your attention. In the comment, the user, quote, Michael Anderson states, "My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you, folks, for all your hard work." The comment, now labeled as 1 week old, responded to a routine UCS notice posted on May 29th, 2024, regarding oral arguments in the Fourth Department of the Appellate Division related to this proceeding. The posting, entitled "The Appellate Division Fourth Department Will Hear Oral Arguments This Morning at 10, and the comment are both viewable, and then it shares the Facebook link. So it would appear what you have is a rigged jury. And with that, could result in a mistrial. Now, again, I don't want to hype this more than just a news story right now, because the whole thing was rigged. The whole thing was a rigged trial. From the attorney general's office to the judge, and now it looks like the jury as well. So it's like, oh, look, oh, they rigged the case against Trump. Oh, wow. I mean, who knew? So it's just more evidence that the whole thing was rigged, and it should result in a mistrial. And now the Trump team has more ammunition at the appellate court if something doesn't happen before then. So we'll monitor this. I already said I wanted to take phone calls anyway. So, I mean, maybe we just say, hey, any lawyers tuned in today want to comment on what this means? It's just breaking right now. I mean, there's attorneys I could probably reach out to on my own and effort to get on, but hell, it'd probably just be easier to give out the phone number and have somebody call in. So why don't I give out the phone number now? And we're going to take calls already anyway. And if we do get attorneys, we'll put them at the front of the line. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. But look. And the number's at the bottom of the screen, 877-789-2539. You can already look at the responses here. There's already legal experts and attorneys commenting on their X feeds about this, and it's mistrial. But I mean, let's really hone in on it here. But yeah. Oh, okay. So the whole thing was rigged. The whole thing was rigged. Remember, you had a case in Minnesota, and I mean, would you really put it past the Democrats? You had a case in Minnesota with those Somalis that ran that nonprofit food organization that were stealing millions of dollars, and they brought bags of cash and were bribing the jury. They were bribing them with hundreds of thousands of dollars in bags of cash. So, I mean, were jurors getting bribed? Were jurors getting bought and paid for? That might be a reach, but it doesn't even matter. I already know the case was rigged. We already know the case was rigged. The Democrat judge's family making hundreds of millions of dollars off the Democrats. He's donating to the Biden campaign. This case, they don't even have a case. They have a federal, they pose it as a federal election case, but then they charge him in a state court with it. So, I mean, the whole thing is rigged. The whole thing is a fraud. So it's just more evidence. Maybe this is the straw that breaks the camel's back. But look at that. Look at that. With 150 days left, the Florida case is falling apart. The Georgia case is falling apart. And what's going to come from this New York case now? Wow. All right. We'll be monitoring that. Yeah, we will. We'll definitely be monitoring that as we take phone calls. We still got a bunch of news, a bunch of video clips. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much time we have left here. Again, I don't want to make that the focus of the show. I'm going to continue to do my duties and bring you news every day. But the truth of the matter is we're down to our final days here. It might even be in the single digits of this show. So that means I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, normal routine here, I tell you how great the products are, and they are great. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, literally, BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, DNA Force Plus, Vaso B Complete, Bodies, Ultimate Fish Oil, Survival Shield. I mean, these are all and more in my supplement pantry. But we're kind of at this level now. I mean, this isn't like a going out of business sale, but I mean, here's how I pitch it to you now, because this is how I feel. I'm stocking up on these products because I don't know when I'm going to be able to purchase them again. And some of these products you might be able to find something similar out there. It might not be as high a quality, or if it is, you'll probably pay more. But some of these products, there's nothing else like it on the market. I mean, there's nothing else like DNA Force Plus on the market. Just doesn't exist. This is truly an elite product, flagship product. There's just nothing else like it. So you'd basically have to go find five different supplements to get all of the ingredients in DNA Force Plus. So you'd basically have to go out and source out all these different supplements to find all the great ingredients. And so that's what we did. We just created a powerhouse formula with PQQ and CoQ10 and so much more, and just put it into DNA Force Plus. So there's nothing else like this on the market. I suggest stocking up on it. Who knows how much longer you'll be able to get it. I'm stocking up on it. Truly, this is an incredible product, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't really know how it's all going to shake down, quite frankly. I would hope that whenever things do close here, I don't know how, I mean, nobody, if they shut InfoWars down, I mean, what's the point of purchasing the products anymore other than just getting the great products? But I don't even know if they'll allow that to happen. So I'd like to see a windfall of sales come in here so that, you know, maybe we can make a case to give the crew, maybe a bonus for the first time in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, before they shut this place down. And people have to, you know, look for another job or go out on their own. So aside from that, it's not exactly a going out of business sale, but it kind of is a going out of business sale. So I'd stock up on these products while they're in. All right. Guys, I don't know. We may have some attorneys on the line here. We're taking calls right now. They can let me know, but we'll get to that in a second. Let's do this as we close out the first hour. We'll have a little comedic fun. As I said, we weren't doing the comedy bit with it yesterday, but today we'll have a little fun with it. Joe Biden appearing to crap his pants. So here's the fake Animal Planet style narration of Joe Biden soiling himself at the D-Day ceremonies yesterday in clip 7.
It appears that the jackass has decided to defecate right here on stage. In spite of the millions of people watching, this elderly fool is sliding a Biden right there on stage. As the jackass fills his tighty-whities with Bidenomics, it seems the disgusting aroma has gotten into Dr. Jill's mouth. As the stench of Bidenomics fills the air, President Macaroni seems to savor the pungent aroma, appearing to chew the fart until his eyes begin to water and he is forced to flee the scene. As the scene unfolds, Madame Macaroni appears to be immune to the stench of Bidenomics. However, she takes a few steps backwards in an apparent attempt to safeguard Dr. Evil's lab coat from any splatterings that could result from the jackass's onstage defecation. President Macaroni has endured the Bidenomics crop dusting event like a champion. However, he will most likely develop a severe case of pink eye in the coming days. A common workplace hazard of befriending a wrinkly chode such as Joe.
So there you go. That's about as good a commentary as you'll get from the situation there at the D-Day ceremony. But by the way, we've got another news update here. Jill flies to France for the ceremony, flies back to Wilmington, Delaware to be at Hunter Biden's trial, and then flies back to France, all on the taxpayer dime. How much do you think that trip cost us? So it's the Biden crime family. They love spending your money, and they get rich when they're in government.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're going to do news, video clips, interspersed with calls the rest of the way.
And we do have the breaking news of what appears to be a rigged jury in the Trump trial in New York City. Oh, no kidding. So it was 100% rigged. Okay, we thought maybe it was like 80% rigged. Oh, it's 100% rigged. Wow. Go figure. So we'll take some calls on that, 877-789-2539. Really anything you want to discuss on a Friday, 877-789-2539. We've got Jerry in Oklahoma on the line. Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't know the year, but there was another trial that was on TV and televised same scenario. I think it was Facebook or something like that that did the same thing, and it was a mistrial. They dismissed the whole case. So I hope, unlike you, I hope this all goes away. And I think it was in all just a setup for, like you've all been saying, it was election interference.
Well, and it makes you wonder, too, and I don't know if there needs to be, like, more hearings or something to figure this out, or if the judge even cares, or if it's just mistrial and that's it. But, I mean, what's going on behind the scenes where a jury is telling – so, obviously, a jury talking to other people about what's going on is already against the rules of the court, but how does he know it's going to be a verdict of guilty before they're even hearing the final arguments? Right. And so, I mean, there's multiple questions that need to be asked, I would say, but I guess it doesn't even matter. It's just toss the case.
Yeah. I'm just a safety guy and I do investigations and we don't even make determinations like that, you know, that it's horrible. But they need to dismiss the whole thing.
Yeah. As if it wasn't enough.
He'll take care of it.
What was that now?
Stick Alex Jones on him. He'll take care of it.
Yeah, as if it wasn't enough that the judge is a bought and paid for Democrat and the attorneys from the state that were going after him had no case. They just made it up. I mean, there was so much wrong with this case. I wouldn't expect Trump to win at the appellate court anyway, because those are all leftists that are in that court, all five of them. So there's no hope there with the Supreme Court, maybe.
But this is just, it just gives more ammunition to his team in the appeals process whenever it finally gets a fair appeal, be it at the Supreme Court level, if it gets there.
Absolutely. And I think the appellate just as corrupt as bragging them are. So, yeah, I think it'll go nowhere and have to go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I would say so. Thank you for the call, Jerry. Let's go to Keith in FEMA Region 6. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hey, that's a pretty sad day in the InfoWar. I've been listening since 2001. I got to get me a Team Humanity shirt and one of those autographed books this week.
Yeah, I guess everything at the store. I mean, again, it's not like a going out of business sale. I don't know. Maybe that'll be the case next week. But, yeah, get your books, get your t-shirts. That's why I'm wearing this t-shirt today. A rare InfoWars t-shirt.
I had a plan and, you know, it's kind of, I thought of it kind of jokingly, but I mean, if it was to seriously happen, it would be awesome. So, Elon Musk should buy InfoWars and bargain them down to like, you know, 500 million, half a billion or so, and then let you guys just continue to run it and operate the same way you always have. What do you think?
It's quite an idea. I don't know. Elon Musk kind of has his hands full with X and making rockets. That he seems to be launching a new rocket every day now. So, you know, it's so crazy. Keith, thank you for the call. It's really like, I mean, how do you even put it into words? They're so afraid of us talking and being on air every day that they want to shut down. I mean, it's like, that is just epic.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
On back there, guys. I need to know.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Where is he? I heard him. Where is he? Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You're gonna pretend like you don't know, huh? I know Alex was back there. There he is. Is he on the computers now? Is he working? He's doing the Trump elevator man now. He's gonna work all the jobs. I think he's analyzing his bald spot. Is that what we have going on here now? Wild Alex Jones has been spotted. I don't know, man. Look, again, to the last caller. And Alex is the gentleman on the screen there. He's the one that put 30 years of blood, sweat, and tears into this. 7 days a week. So, here he is blasting off like an Elon Musk rocket. Or maybe that's a Joe Biden dump, actually. Come on in here, Alex. I'm sure you saw the news. Guess what? The case against Trump in New York was rigged, Alex. Do you believe that?
Hold on.
What happened?
That Were you just trying to look for a chair? Is that what that was?
That's what it was.
That's all it was. You were just looking for a chair. That's what they say. He was just looking for a chair. That's why they had to run him out. They had to run him out immediately after.
But they land Elon Musk rockets right on my ball spot.
They could probably launch a rocket off that.
Yeah, it's big enough.
Wait, put his mic. Here, there's a mic under the thing. You want to put that on the desk?
This is the new SpaceX right here. Elon Musk, you can lease the top of my head for $1 billion a year.
He could probably build a rocket small enough.
Did it blow up?
No, I think they landed it. He had some problem with the paneling coming off.
Well, at least it's not a racist. It's like a big black dick.
That's nice, Alex. Oh, it did blow. Did it blow up today? Is that from today?
It was racist.
Is that from today?
Supremacists blew it up. See, I'm already giving you viral videos. I just walk in here. I give you instant domination.
You walk in here, you take a Bidenomics, and then
you told me to come in here and stand everywhere.
Well, you should pick up the mic. Pick up the mic. You're here now. So somebody bring him a chair. Huh? Oh, okay. They've already got the mic on. So if you do pull a Biden.
I just talked down here. Are you down in there, Biden?
If you do pull a Biden, the mic will pick it up. Loud and clear.
Hold on. Are you down in there? Yeah, I'm down in here. Are you a pedophile? Well, yeah, of course I'm a pedophile. You stole the election, didn't you? I sure did. The FDR, see? You're not going to be ridiculous. Is that a short, great American? That's why I'm going to put you in jail. You like that?
That's pretty good, actually. I can't do the Van I can't do that. I've always thought that was amazing.
Are you down in there? I'm down in here.
Is Biden hiding under the desk?
He's actually starring. He's co-starring Leprechaun 7 right now with Fauci.
Leprechaun 7? I didn't know there was a Leprechaun 2.
Meanwhile, you're promoting BBCs in space.
No, that's Elon Musk doing that.
Elon Musk is like, I'm the biggest black dick ever to blast into space. We're having some fun here.
Elon Musk is effing space.
We know Obama is drooling right now. He's like, God damn, that's better than Michelle.
Well.
Like, they got to name that big mic. Oh, my God.
The next rocket.
The Falcon Heavy or intergalactic spaceship. It's Big Mike.
We're going to land Big Mike on the moon.
I'm officially naming that spacecraft. What's the technical name of it, Tony?
I think that's a I think that's a starship.
It's a starship. That is called Big Mike Starship.
There's Big Mike taking off into space. Did Big Mike blow up today?
Big Mike, well, that's what Big Mike does. That's an orgasm from Big Mike right there.
Wow. So Big Mike launched and then blew up, I guess, mid-flight today. They'll make Big Mike 2.0 for sure. There'll be a Big Mike 2.0, 3.0.
Who comes after Michelle Obama?
Nobody. Have you seen Fauci's quote-unquote wife?
Let me tell you.
Chuck Schumer's quote-unquote wife?
Bonnet goblin creatures. Well, that's the thing. Oh, look, Fauci. Here we go. All right, I'm going to let you take over. We're trying to shut us down. I had no idea there was more intrigue yesterday that I haven't talked about yet. That's interesting to know what went on.
Well, I don't know what people are surprised at. They want InfoWars off the air. Oh, the court case of Trump was rigged. Oh, my gosh, they're arresting their political opposition. It's like, you know, of course they were going to get here. We're dealing with authoritarians. We're dealing with dictators. We're dealing with full-blown criminals. It's a criminal cabal, and they're taking their mask off, Alex.
I know Leprechaun attacked. Go back to that. Leprechaun attacked Elvis? Fauci's really jealous of people.
Leprechaun 3 in Vegas is what this is. I've never seen, I thought there was one Leprechaun with Jennifer Aniston. I didn't know there were more. Wow, he must be popular. Must be popular.
He let Elvis go. All right, I'm going to let you guys have a great weekend.
That is kind of Dr. Fauci right there.
No, he actually is the real star.
Wow. All right, you learn something new every day.
I appreciate you. I'm sorry I just named the starship Big Mike.
The next Big Mike will take off from Alex Jones' head. So this one blew up, so they are going to have to build a new one. Taking off from Alex Jones' head. I knew I heard him back there. I wasn't about to let that slide. I knew I heard him. All right, we're taking calls here. Phone lines are filled. If you hear somebody hang up, that means there's a line open for you. 877-789-2539. By the way, Ben Carson, a candidate for Trump's vice president,
was on CNN, and they love, they want to drum up this narrative like, oh, you know, if Trump loses, you can't question it. Oh yeah, Biden can't get 500 people at a rally, can't walk, can't talk, just pooped himself at a D-Day ceremony. All these former Democrats are voting Trump, pledging Trump, you know, record fundraising for Trump, everything else, huge rallies. But if Biden wins, you better not question it. If Trump loses, don't you dare question it. So they try to set Ben Carson up, and wow, great job, Ben Carson on CNN. Here it is, clip 8.
Will you accept the results of the 2024 election regardless of who wins? Yes or no?
I will accept the results if it's done in a fair and transparent way.
Do you have reason to doubt that it would be done in a fair and transparent way?
Well, let me put it this way. In the 2020 election, there were a lot of irregularities. I think everybody on both sides should be aware of that and should be working to try to satisfy that.
Well, the empirical, and frankly, I know that you're somebody who's drawn to that. There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud that would have changed any result in the 2020 election. Does that suggest to you that the elections and our democracy remain intact?
The fact that there are so many people who are skeptical should raise questions for us. The fact that a country like France outlawed general mail-in balloting in 1975 because they said there were too many opportunities for mischief that just could not be controlled. You know, these are all things that we should look at. We're smart people. We can put a man on the moon. We can figure out a transparent way that is satisfactory for the entire population, not for just one segment thereof.
Do you think that we shouldn't do mail-in ballots?
I think mail-in ballots for people who can't get to the polls are appropriate. But I think having an election season versus an election day is a mistake.
Why is that?
Because there's too many opportunities for mischief. And, you know, when France changed their system, they had their results the same day or the next day.
That is true, although.
Not too fat. A few, this is family good stuff. There you go.
What is this?
This is what we're going to watch from now on.
The Miami Bikini Show. Well, that's not a bikini.
When they shut down InfoWars, we'll be 24/7.
Oh my gosh. Well, why don't we just do this?
Now get us off the screen and go back to the important stuff. Oh my God, look at that girl.
Hold on a second. Why don't we just take like secret government document names and
Elon Musk will fire his new rocket at them.
Plaster the secret government document names, secret operations, you know, on the bikinis. And then people will see that and say, well
that's why the trans men attack these beautiful women is they're jealous they're not them.
Have you been seeing?
Put it on screen for America. There you go.
So are these actual women? Because, you know, the trans women, the fake women are winning beauty pageants.
No, oh, that's the fake one. Now, like, let's compare these women to Miss Alabama.
Wow. I'm getting a lot of hate from the crew now. Oh, I'm not the one giving fake women awards.
Hey, did you see the new Miss Alabama?
Yeah, the Giga Truck.
No.
The Giga Truck, Miss Alabama?
I'm already feeling better right now. Let's all have our own vote which chick's the hottest.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let me see him right now. Okay. Let's check her out. All right. That's good. Well, let's see what's more important. Pretty good. Got the seal of approval from the Lord. This is TBN, certified by the Lord. All right, definitely good. All right, let's move to the next lady.
Are you judging this right now?
I'm judging the bikini guy.
They should probably...
Okay, this is... I like athletic, very feminine at the same time.
Now, hold on. This is an official tryout for you to be the judge of this next.
Well, I think she's... Okay, she's good. Oh, yes. Just a quick little thing going on. The Lord made this. This is of the Lord. And definitely, she's very beautiful. Got those big blue eyes and the dark hair. That's a good combination. We need that. She's very talented. That's good. Good job for her.
She's done well, Lord Vader.
The head's good. The body's good. The ass is good as well. But I saw some contestants earlier that we're going to have to pay particular attention to, though. So she's not out of the race, though. Let's keep going. We're just stealing the show here. Final shows. All right. Let's see what's up next here. The next contestant. Okay, I like all these brunettes. This is nice. So very nice, very sexy, very cat-like. All right. She has the MK Ultra look. That's always good.
So under total brainwashing?
Well, she just has MK Ultra.
She voted for Biden 10 times.
She probably did. That's okay. We can help her. Very nice.
You can save her?
I would save her as a friend. This is a professional intervention.
You know, they brought back the Victoria's Secret shows after, like, turning it into a fat walk, and now they've turned it back into women are doing it?
Well, this is a fat walk. I'm pretty fat. You're in great shape. We could actually have a fat walk with me versus them. I'm a woman. So I'm actually in this contest right now.
Here we go.
We got more of a cat-like, more athletic chick here.
You did a catwalk here at InfoWars not too. You remember that video? You put on the tinfoil hat.
Very nice. Look down. The girls are still feminine and have the smaller breasts. Here we go. All right. Very pretty. That's the backside's very nice.
She blew you a kiss for bonus points.
That's very, very cute. You know, I don't mind. She doesn't have a big jumbo juicy, but it's still very nice. Still, give her good points. Okay. Good girl. All right. Bring me the next woman. All right. Here we go. The rare blonde in the group. All right.
This is the first blonde, I believe.
She's a bit robotic, but still very nice.
She's probably German then.
Yep. Probably racist. Well, just because she's white, I say throw her into the lions. Yep, she's still a little too, she just doesn't have the jumbo juiciness. She's nice. I wouldn't help her with her homework. I would still help her with her homework, but I don't know. I think she's a winner.
We're all winners, Alex. We're all winners today.
Well, put up the Alabama later. That's like 500 pounds. Good girl. Let's see.
It wasn't just the Alabama lady. There was a trans dude that won a beauty pageant.
Okay, this girl's got a little bit bigger booty, and this is kind of the political correctness. You normally not see a girl like this in these, but she's still beautiful.
She can barely walk in those shoes.
Her in. She looks like a penguin that's drunk, but that's okay because Tim Cook's gay. Let's turn around. She still has her nice face, nice body. Nothing against the booty, but it's a little soft. My ass is harder than that. So I'm sorry for her, but she looks like she ate one too many ding-dongs. And whatever those are called, cupcakes or whatever. I don't mean literal ding-dongs, little hostess things.
Like ho-hos?
All right, let's check this lady out here.
That's a queen, Alex.
That's a Cajun queen. She's nice. I like the face. The face is very nice. The whole thing is pretty good. I certainly wouldn't turn that down for a dollar, as they say.
What was the process that led us here? Who did this? Who distracted you with this back there?
I saw I've realized. We did a little leprechaun thing yesterday. We're under a lot of stress right now, so I decided R&R for the troops.
Is it de-stress?
This is R&R for the troops. And there you go. Very nice young lady. Her daddy's proud of her. And let's see this young lady. All right. Well, she's very athletic. Very, very nice. Very nice feminine hips. A little too conservative on the top. That's okay. We understand she's at an Amish wedding. We're proud of her. Very beautiful young lady. God's creation. Yes. A nice caboose area. Very nice caboose.
Which is your favorite bikini, though, Alex?
I'm not really looking at those.
Oh, okay.
We're cutting past it. We're judging bikinis. We all know
we're not pretending.
Really doing.
We're not
Let's
pretending
not
here.
Lie about that. All right, bring up the next woman. All right, here we go. Now, this is not a bikini. She's very cute. Very
Does that
nice.
Disqualify?
She looks very little insecure. Still a very lovely girl. Probably make a nice mother. But she should definitely not be a runway model. She's not. She can't handle it. Well, it was a nice face, though. A little bit of pizzazz there at the end. The caboose is not matching the train, but it's still nice. Okay, very good. Let's continue on with the show. Good girl. All right.
You really should do this. You should become a bikini
model.
Show
with us.
You should become a bikini model.
Okay, this
model,
woman has grease judge. All over her. That's always a positive.
Well, it depends what kind of grease.
Crisco. So she's been dipped in the fry grease. She looks nice. Nice cheerleader. Good girl. She probably was in church this Sunday. Well, I like her more now, but I still think some of the first girls are the most spectacular, though they might, like, we're not allowed to say men and women. Oh, actually, there's the winner of the Miami bikini contest.
She ate the winner.
Jabba the Hutt's daughter, Waganga Sukulu. Oh, yeah.
She actually ate the winner.
All right, this girl has a very nice, well, she's a little juicier, which they tried to move into the, nothing against that. Very spectacular. There she is, very pretty face. These are all lovely women. I'm not putting them down.
Oh, my gosh. Do you see the other one with the front butt?
Yep. Well, this girl's got massive camel toe, too. So, which means she's got a pack of cigarettes in her pants.
That's what it is, yeah.
All right, give me the next. She's going to go rip a cigarette. Female. Ah. I'm turning to Andrew Tate here. Good female. Come show me who you are. Good. Bow to Bulgar. Huh? Good woman. She's very classy. She's pretty sexy. Who do you like the best, Owen? Girl's probably an Eastern European.
She's got putting on a whole show for you, Alex. She's looking for bonus points.
I'm sure she can get the full bonus point. Anyways, that's so. Who do you like the most, Owen?
I don't know.
I knew this would be politically correct because I don't even do bikini shows. But I'm like, you know.
I want to be politically correct and say that I probably prefer Jabba the Hutt to this fit feminine woman
here. Get her off
here.
The screen and put my luscious darling back up, the Alabama winner.
This woman who actually fits in a bikini is disqualified. We want to go with a girl that can't fit into a bikini. She actually has to tie two bikinis together.
Hey, with the new show, we'll just make it more of this.
She has to tie two or three bikinis. It's
and people
like,
will wait like a week for us to make one little politically correct thing, and everyone will worship it and praise us for doing it like they have everybody else.
Do you remember when you brought in the 10X underwear?
They were handing out 40,000 pairs at the border of I think it was 8X.
Well, I think we know
where
it went.
Holy mackerel!
I think we know where it went. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is just stunning and brave.
It's a mockery. It's what they still degrade women.
It's a stunning and brave.
And then say that a man is a woman.
It's the Lizzo diet, don't you know?
All right, I'm going to leave you alone.
It's the body positivity.
Stop obstructing.
It's the body positivity movement.
I appreciate you.
I have a feeling that this has been a rigged competition.
Let's hear the whole parade here. Now we're talking. Woo! All right, baby. We're not supposed to do that. Yeah! What of the women? We're all supposed to forget about it. They're attacking our biology. Woo! Woo! Yeah, baby. All right. Yeah.
Look, they're cheering themselves on.
Brought to you by DrJonesNaturals.com. And don't follow me at Real Alex Jones and stop obstructing.
That's it. That's it. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. That's it. That's it. From now on, at Real Alex Jones. Good Lord. It just got hotter in this studio. From now on, at Real Alex Jones on X, strictly bikini model runway content. So Alex has made a full transition now. He's made a lot of transitions over the years, actually. At one point, he was a dog, if you remember. Now he's a bikini runway model. This is probably the hardest work he's ever done, actually. There's a pun in there somewhere. And they just keep on coming. All right. Good luck on the phone lines. We got to get a buffer. We got to get a buffer. What kind of buffer can we get here, guys? We got to get a buffer here. I don't know how I don't know what you do if you're a caller waiting on that. So, we'll give him a little buffer here, shall we? How about, in New York City right now, you have a protest because Biden only wants to let in 2,500 asylum. See, but the whole thing is a lie. Oh, 2,500 asylum seekers. He's going to give 2,500 people a day asylum. That's 1.8 million a year. And then other people can still cross in, but they're going to have court dates and everything. And so the number's even fictitious. But it's not enough. And so there's an illegal immigrant protest happening right now in New York City. Advocates protest Biden's asylum executive order. No, it's non-citizens. It's illegal aliens marching in the streets. You have an illegal alien march in the streets. That's how many of them there are. Advocates marched in solidarity with migrants from Herald Square to the Roosevelt Hotel Migrant Intake Center, chanting to abolish ICE because Biden only wants to let in 2,500 asylum seekers a day. We need to let in 10,000 a day. Let's just open our borders to the whole planet and have a welfare state. I mean, that's not going to be a disaster at all. Here we go. All right. Maybe Jefferson, well, he wants to talk about SpaceX launches. I guess that kind of ties in here. Man, can you imagine? They have enough illegal aliens here that they can have massive marches in New York City. That is insane. All right. Jefferson in Virginia. Sorry to do this to you, but you're talking SpaceX launches. It's the closest thing I got. Go ahead.
What's up, Owen? I'm not sure if we're into serious discussions on Friday anymore. We sort of hit a strange tangent in terms of news, but Big Mike, the SpaceX launch that you were putting up was the other day, and it actually passed the test. It flew all the way around to almost Australia and landed a soft landing in the ocean. So SpaceX, the Starship, made a reentry and survived, and it landed in the ocean. It didn't land on the land, and its booster landed on the ocean properly, too. So it was a big day for SpaceX like 2 days ago when they actually pulled off their testing of the Starship, and it made it through the atmosphere and didn't destroy itself in the process. So that was a big day for Elon. The Falcon 9 just blew up. I don't know if that's true or not, but whatever was blowing up on screen wasn't the Starship from the other day.
Yeah, I saw that they had landed the other one, and he basically commented how there were some paneling issues that they'll have to improve upon. But other than that, it was a successful launch.
Right, and that's why it's made out of stainless steel instead of carbon fiber, because if the heat shield doesn't work, at least the stainless steel is robust enough to make it through if the heat shield doesn't do its job properly. But if it were made out of carbon fiber or something, it would just burn up. So anyway, it was Elon Musk is
I'm surprised amazing. The climate change protesters don't take issue with these launches. You know, maybe someday they will.
They find fault with everything.
Well, that's true, but I haven't heard them complain yet.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Back live here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your big mic with Nitric Boost and VasoB Complete at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, we've had Alex Jones judging a bikini competition on air today. Who knows what will happen next on a Friday. Let's go back to the phone lines now, and let's talk to John in Minnesota. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, this is like when I was raising my kids. When they know they're wrong, and we know that they're wrong, and they know we know, okay? And so, just like when you get involved with the legal system, they give you a plea deal. And, you know, there's these guys like Ivan Raiklund and Stu Peters. They talk about the maximum retribution and all that kind of stuff. And that's okay to get that out. But I think that we have to give them a chance to just say the lies that they did. And we say, okay, we're going to show some lenience. We're just going to spank you on the butt one time with a paddle and wash your mouth out with soap. Because that's what my mother used to do. And, you know, because these people are shaking in their boots. They're never going to stop until we give them a plea deal. You know, it's like... we got them cornered. It's like a rabid dog in a corner.
Dog is most dangerous, by the way.
Exactly. And they're not going to stop unless we offer them a plea deal. And they know that we have the goods on them. And, you know, they know they lied. We know they lied. And they know that we know. Okay? And so now if we offer them a plea deal... And the same applies like with Alex. Say, look, we know you're screwing around with us. If you drop it right now, we won't have to use the maximum retribution. You know, they're Americans too. I don't hate them. They did bad things, okay? And they need to be disciplined just slightly. It includes confessing on air, take 50 at a time. Ivan says he's got 350. Okay, 50 at a time. Line them up. You admit what you did. We slap your hand or we spank you on the butt one time. Wash your mouth out.
Well, that would be like a reconcile moment. But you can't. There has to be something else. I mean, I
know what you mean, but it's like look at the alternative. They're not going to stop. These people are scared to death. Of what's going to happen to them because they've all committed treason and everything else. They're fighting for their life.
Getting them to admit to their crimes in front of the American people would be massively important because even just going through criminal proceedings and the court and everything, the American people still won't get it. To get them to admit and confess, that would be big.
That'd be enough in itself, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Fauci needs to admit they were doing illegal gain-of-function research. He needs to admit the research caused the pandemic. He needs to admit he lied about everything.
Yep, and right on down the line. Same way with their January 6th committee.
And we'll say, okay, you admitted, and I would say, I mean, we at least have to, like, banish them. I mean, they need to be banished.
Well, I just think guarantee that we're not going to bring down retribution. That's what Trump has to test to tell them in order to get elected. Because if he doesn't, I'm afraid they'll assassinate him, just like they did Kennedy. And I don't want that. Nobody wants that, because that's the end of our country if that happens. And so Trump should come out and say, look, I'm not going to bring extreme retribution towards you. We just want you to admit what you did, and we'll let you go on. Because they are Americans, after all. I mean, I really don't have a whole lot of sympathy for them, but, you know, we got to take the lesser of two evils and be the adult in the room. Say, look, we've got all this evidence. We're going to bring it down on you, or you can take this plea deal. That's all I really got to say.
All right, John, thank you for the call. By the way, here's Eric Holder on CNN. And again, it's the same projection. It's the same projection. Oh, Trump's going to be a dictator. Oh, Trump's going to go after his political opposition. Oh, Trump's going to imprison his political opposition. Meanwhile, they're doing that. So it's all projection. So here's Eric Holder admitting everything that the Democrats have done and are in the process of doing right now on CNN, clip 9.
Can you just describe a little bit in terms of the role of and how it would transform if an attorney general were not looking at things purely from the facts, purely from the evidentiary burden and how to meet it, but instead taking directives on who to prosecute from the president of the United States?
Sure. If the president told a compliant attorney general, I don't like what this congressman said about me or did about me, did to me over the course of the last 2-3 years, whatever, open an investigation on that person. That attorney general could tell a compliant United States attorney to do just that. Talk to a compliant FBI director who could be replaced by the president to open an investigation and then to just look through that person's life and look for anything that you possibly can find. Who's to say what you find in any person's life that might run afoul of the law? And even beyond that, the mere fact of an investigation of a person who is a public figure can be reputation ruining, can be politically damaging, not even if you find anything, just the fact that the investigation itself exists. And if you've got the full weight of the Justice Department, the full weight of the presidency, the full weight of the FBI focusing on somebody like that, that can be extremely damaging to not only that person individually, but to our democracy writ large.
So he's sitting there pretending like Trump is going to do that. As they're doing that to Trump. I mean, you can't even make this up. This is inexplicable. Here's a bit of a boil down from D.C. Drano. Alex Jones owes $1 billion and expects to be raided by feds. Rudy Giuliani owes $100 million for saying a rigged election was rigged. Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro are being imprisoned, and I went to prison. Trump has 34 felonies and was banned off all social media. CFO of Epoch Times was just indicted. James O'Keefe, gone from Project Veritas. OAN was banned from all major satellite networks, which is where you make a lot of your money, by the way, when you're in cable news. Parler was booted off their AWS cloud server. Elon's being sued and investigated by the feds for allowing free speech on X. Almost every alternate elector has been indicted in blue states. The communists have taken over America, and if we don't defeat them in November, this list will look like an appetizer compared to what they'll do to us next. And that's like half of what they're doing. But it's a good boil down. But yeah, this is the left. This is the political, ideological left. And there's a reason why history repeats itself. It's like, oh, do bears go and eat salmon swimming upstream? Yeah, that's what bears do. Oh, do leftists become authoritarians and totalitarians? Yeah, that's what leftists do. That's their source. MSNBC analyst admits it's important for huge MAGA voice like Steve Bannon to be silenced ahead of election. They don't even hide it anymore. It's like, yeah, we got to silence that Bannon. We got to silence that Jones. And, you know, we got the longer clips here, and I had the crew pull this in, and I'll probably play it maybe at the start of the next hour. And they just say it. It's like, yeah, we're here to silence Alex Jones, CIA guy on a undercover video. Yeah, we're going to take all of his money. Yeah, we run these things. They just don't even hide it anymore. Like, yeah, they're the totalitarians. Oh, we need to silence Steve Bannon. We need to silence Alex Jones. We need to arrest Donald Trump. But that's what Trump would do. Thomas Massey calling out Speaker Johnson here. Well, I went long.
So we're up against a break. We're going to come back, take more calls. Thomas Massey, one of the best. One of the best we got in Congress. So we got leftists trying to run our country and conquer us and take everything over. Oh, does a leftist try to conquer you? Oh, yeah, there's a bear crap in the woods? Huh, what do you know? Who could have seen it coming? Oh, that bear just crapped in the woods. Yeah, a leftist trying to conquer you.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts, carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
By the way, Thomas Massey just had a great interview with Tucker Carlson. get 100 Thomas Massies in Congress and then 100 Marjorie Taylor Greens in Congress, we would be a lot better off. Thomas Massie to Speaker Johnson. Why don't we rescind the congressional subpoena for Steve Bannon and officially repudiate the J6 committee by a vote of Congress? One, he's not going to do it because it's a good idea. He has to hear from Americans. You can stay on the couch. Just pick up your phone and dial. Two, we only worked in D.C. for 3 days this week. Johnson canceled today because Pelosi asked him to due to D-Day anniversary. Yeah, Pelosi still runs the House, let's be clear. That gangster mafia offspring still runs everything. It's amazing, isn't it? It's a good idea from Thomas Massie. Marjorie Taylor Greene responds, Speaker Johnson should at least start with those, but the American people do not think he will do anything at all. He should also kick the Democrats who worked on the corrupt J6 committee off their current committees, like McCarthy kicked Schiff, Swalwell, and Omar off their committees. Those Democrats destroyed much of the evidence and files from their sham J6 committee and should be held accountable. Yeah, it's destruction of evidence. If people can go to jail for contempt of Congress, then people should go to jail for abusing the power they possess in the government in order to sway elections and attack their innocent political opponents. But the majority of Republicans don't have a spine. They are invertebrae, like Mike Johnson. Which, of course, is part of the problem. And they won't even put Biden to task, the Biden crime family to task on the Hunter Biden laptop, which is now 100% confirmed, all real, not doctored. But here's Biden lying to the media the entire election cycle about the laptop in clip 18.
50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged.
I still think that the stories from the fall about your son Hunter were Russian disinformation and a smear campaign, like you said.
Yes, yes, yes. I know you'd ask it. I have no response.
Got five masks on in this one.
It's the last ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. The vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all.
And, of course, the laptop is real. FBI just confirmed it in court. All kinds of crazy stuff coming out about the Biden crime family and this Hunter Biden deal, this trial. It's amazing the media just ignores all of it, by the way, because it's, you know, it's a Democrat. You protect a Democrat. If it was Don Jr. that was all smacked up on drugs and buying guns and lying about it, then it'd be the top story. There'd be cameras everywhere. You know, the hooting and howling from the fake news media would be constant. But not when it's Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's baby mama, the escort stripper that he got pregnant. Hunter Biden's baby mama says Joe Biden has never reached out to his granddaughter, while Hunter has never even met her. Yeah, they had to go through litigation till like the final level just to get Hunter to make child payments. I mean, my guess is, and she hasn't commented on this, maybe she will someday, but my guess is Hunter probably told her to, you know what I mean? Give that baby the old, and she didn't want to do it, but Hunter Biden never even seen his own daughter. I think that's, at one point, was his only child. He might have another daughter with his new wife. This is after he, finished having an affair with his brother's widow that was endorsed and celebrated by Joe. That was after he got her addicted to crack, too. Quite a guy, that Hunter. But the media ignores it. They cover it up, just like they did with his laptop. Hunter Biden never met his own daughter. I think that really says the kind of guy he is. I'd say that's the kind of guy he is. Kind of like this video will show you the kind of guy Joe Biden is. He plagiarized his entire D-Day speech from Ronald Reagan. Here's the proof in clip 12.
At last, the hour had come. Dawn, 6th of June, 1944.
At dawn, on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944,
225 American Rangers arrived by ship, jumped into the waves, and stormed the beach.
225 Rangers jumped off the British landing craft and ran to the bottom of these cliffs.
Gunfire rained above them, but still, they kept coming. Nazi grenades thrown from above exploded against the cliffs, but still, they kept coming.
The Rangers looked up and saw the enemy soldiers, the edge of the cliffs, shooting down at them with machine guns and throwing grenades. And the American Rangers began to climb.
They launched their ladders, their ropes, and grappling hooks, and they began to climb.
They shot rope ladders over the face of these cliffs and began to pull themselves up.
When the Nazis cut their ladders, the Rangers used the ropes. When the Nazis cut their ropes, the Rangers used their hands.
When one Ranger fell, another would take his place. When one rope was cut, a Ranger would grab another and begin his climb again.
And inch by inch, foot by foot, yard by yard, the Rangers clawed, literally clawed their way up this mighty precipice until at last they reached the top.
Soon, one by one, the Rangers pulled themselves over the top.
They breached Hitler's Atlantic Wall, and they turned in that one effort the tide of the war that began to save the world.
And in seizing the firm land at the top of these cliffs, they began to seize back the continent of Europe.
You know, Joe Biden is known for plagiarizing his speeches. It's not a new phenomenon. Not a new phenomenon. But, of course, Biden's struggling to even get through the speech. And who knows what he's struggling with next. Remember, Joe Biden flew to France, flew back to Delaware, and then flew back to France. And, you know, she likes to use taxpayer dollars for a little world travel. The whole Biden family actually does that. They're good at that. Let's take another call here. Let's go to Brendan in Texas. Brendan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I am at Georgetown Lake, about 35 miles north of your position. And what I'm about to tell you, it may not be easy for a human to believe, but the enemy knows this. I am a prophet of the living God, and I've been trying to get a hold of you for the last week. And now everything I send on X is memory hold in real time. So I had to sit here and I had to call you. Anyway, I'm at Georgetown Lake, Russell Park Campground, campground number 2. I'll be here for the next 2 days if someone wants to come talk to me.
Yeah, okay? That's a bad idea, but okay.
What do you mean it's a bad idea? I just crossed the country to make this easier for you guys. But all right.
I mean, look, you putting your, I can't do that. I'm sorry. And I don't know. Did we dump that too? I mean, that guy just calls in and voluntarily puts out private information and I'm just not, I'm sorry. I'm not, that's a little too much, even for a prophet of God. All right. Let's go to, let's go to Doug in Kansas. Doug, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen?
I'm good.
Okay, well, you know, that runway deal was rich. I thought that was my intro to talk to you about what I got on my test. We got a lot of problems. And I think you already know that the only thing that's going to fix our country is repent. And we have a lot of stuff to repent for. But the main thing is the church hasn't nurtured the flock and taught them that you're fighting your flesh. And you have to repent. When people say the world needs to repent, well, it's an individual thing, too. And you need to repent from your flesh. We've locked our spirit in behind our flesh, and we need to put our spirit before our flesh and let it run the show. Well, people don't understand that, and it's like we don't follow the ordinances of Christ anymore. And, we have a lot of stuff to repent for. Like, if you remember how they started our country, We come over here and brought slaves and brought, and the whole other countries in the world did the same thing here. And we overwhelmed
there's a lot of evil in the world, and we just want to live in a free country.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
You know, there's a lot. Mexico is a very conservative country culturally. They got problems with the cartels and some corruption with law enforcement, but culturally very conservative, very traditional Christians, Catholics. They don't really like the leftist gay propaganda, for example. And here's a group of people at a government building tearing apart the pride display that was hung there. Of course, that would be a hate crime in the United States of America. But I wonder what the new president would think of that. You know, her first act when she got elected was to do a gay pride celebration. So I wonder what she might crack down on this. Now, she might let you Mexicans know that your conservative culture is done now that she's in charge. But that's what they do in Mexico. And again, that's a crime here. You burn an American flag, they say free expression. You burn a pride flag, they say hate crime. Says a lot. Could be coming soon to Mexico with that new president. But, hey, she's a woman, so, you know, it's great. All right, let's take a call. Let's go to James in Nevada. James in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, cool. You can hear me. Yeah, that Biden laptop. I'm shocked. I just talked to my sister. She has no idea about it. How can people still to this day not know about the laptop?
Well, the media covered it up. They said it was fake. They censored it off social media.
Yeah, I don't understand it, though. She's not even a left wing. She believes in God. She doesn't like all that abortion and the same on same shit or stuff. Sorry.
Well, look, here. And this is actually, let's hone in on this because this is a bigger issue. If you don't know, say you don't know, but reconsider. Does your sister know about George Floyd? Okay, so let's just use this as a starter.
Why does your sister know about George Floyd but not the Hunter Biden laptop? Because the mainstream media propaganda, it doesn't matter if you're an active news consumer or not. When they have the power of the mass firing, the mass media, the mainstream media, and all the celebrities and all the talk shows and everything else, they will get you to know what they want you to know. They will get you to see what they want you to see. And they will make sure that you don't see what they don't want you to see and don't know what they don't want you to know. So I just use this as an example. So they don't want you to know about the Hunter Biden laptop. They don't want you to see the Hunter Biden laptop, but they do want you to know about George Floyd and they want you to see George Floyd. So that's how the mainstream media propaganda works. That's how they control the narrative, control the flow of information. And the average American that's not even involved in politics, informed in politics, just living their life, that's how they're able to penetrate their consciousness with the propaganda they want you to see and keep the things away from the consciousness that they don't want you to see. So does that answer your question?
Perfectly. The other thing that one gentleman he had on here talking about, we need to give them a way out. There's no way out for them. They already put their head too far up their ass. You can't pull it out already. It's too late. It's way past that point, way past go, you know? The right is weak, and that's the reason why they think they can get away with this. They literally just showed you a rigged trial on TV. Left, right, up, down, purple, orange. Everybody saw it. Everybody saw the same thing. And if they're left-wingers, they really don't care. They're like, ha, 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 and they laugh about it.
That's right.
They laugh. They, to your face, go, ha, ha, ha. And it's like, you do realize that was all illegal.
They don't
and you're
care.
Laughing about it. These people are unreal. It's like once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier. This is the psychology of the left-wing supporter. This is the psychology of the average leftist, the Trump hater, the Democrat, the liberal, the progressive. And it's not all of them. I don't want to make a blanket statement, but let's be clear. That's why I told that story from the prisoners voting earlier, because Dr. Hill said, oh, prisoners can't vote. I said, well, actually, in 2020, they could vote. And the prisoners were telling me how a lot of them didn't because they were like, this is illegal and this has never happened before. Something is up here. So even a federal prisoner, many of them criminals, will have more integrity than the average Democrat that celebrates corruption.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
The non-evil people are starting to take action, and it's really late in the game. And you can say we're down by a lot of points, but there's definitely an awakening going on. There's definitely some action being taken. Again, I'm just as frustrated with the inaction as anybody else, but Here's some examples. Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma, who's not even really the most hardcore, says, we aren't buying what the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the UN are selling. We value our freedom, and that means keeping their agenda far away from Oklahoma. So he signed State Senate Bill 426, prohibits enforcement of any mandate from the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and the World Economic Forum. So The target has been laid politically, and finally, people that aren't evil are starting slowly but surely to do something about it. So this is the trend. And I got friends in Oklahoma. They complain about this guy all the time. He's a Republican governor. So even like a mediocre conservative governor is starting to get it.
And now, with all the vaccine realizations happening, I mean, Fauci's in trouble. The whole health system is in trouble. Childhood heart inflammation caused by vaccine. It's all over the place, according to a new study in Oxford University. Oh, yeah, you got the vaccine, and you're a kid, and now you have an inflamed heart, and you have cardiovascular problems as a kid, all from the vaccine. Multiple new studies describe how COVID shots cause cancer. Yeah, cancer rates skyrocketing right after the vaccine. And it's not like, I mean, it's like every time you see a cardiac event or a cancer event and suddenly dies, how can you help but think vaccine? Probably the leading suspect at this point. Like, yeah, well, not every death, not every cancer, but boy, it's really taken off after 2021. Really has, hasn't it? And now they're trying to build up the bird flu. I don't think they want to bring back a pandemic situation. I think this is more about the animals and the government wanting to take control of your animals, take control of your livestock, force vaccines into essentially the food that we'll eat eventually into the livestock. So I think it's more of a power grab over the farms than anything else. And they might push a vaccine, but I think it's more aimed at the farmers than anything else. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and I'll tell you what, since we're talking about the mayor, or rather the governor of Oklahoma, let's go to Dave in Oklahoma. Dave in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, what's going on?
How we doing?
Good. No, man, I just had a funny thought out of left field earlier. Have you seen the post that's going around Facebook and everywhere of the head of the SEALs, commander of the SEALs, putting up the pride banner?
I mean, I don't know if I've seen that specific one, but yeah, they've got military propaganda for gay pride everywhere.
Yeah, and I just thought it was a perfect opportunity for the shots are turning the SEALs gay t-shirt.
Yeah. I mean, I could make a Navy joke right now, but I won't.
I have friends that are SEALs, and please don't kill me, guys, but it's funny.
Well, I don't know if... Yeah, we'll avoid making any Navy jokes here. But, anyway, I mean, even, you know, I think it was like the Miami PD, or I don't remember, some police department in Florida now has a new badge that's the gay pride flag. And it's like their official badge now. I mean, this stuff is ridiculous. Like, you don't get a month for anything. Who gets a month? Do we get a month for blind people? Do we get a month for handicapped people? Do you get a month for the veterans? Do you get a month for the dead soldiers? Do you get a month for America? Do you get a month for straight people? Do you get a month? No, only the perverted left, only the sexual, deviant, perverted left. And now we see what it was all about.
The priest class.
Now we see what it was all about, don't we? And look, there is, you call it the priest class. And maybe that's the class that wants access to the kids. The average gay person in America doesn't care about you knowing how gay they are. They don't care. They don't need a flag flown to say, see, I exist. The 90% of gay people have nothing to do with this. It's the priest class and then the sexual deviants that just want to, you know, do their deviancy all out in public and say you can't do anything about it, like psychotics. And then it's pedophiles that want access to your kids. I mean, let's just say it. It is.
That's absolutely the truth. I mean, they have been put into a priest class. And we all know they belong in wood chippers.
Well, hope that your Navy SEAL friends take it easy on you with the jokes there.
They're the best dudes ever.
Hey, I mean, you're stuck on a ship out in the ocean, and it's only dudes for a long time. I mean, you know, we don't know. We don't know. All right, Dave, thank you for the call. Let's go to Benjamin in Massachusetts. First-time caller, Ben, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, great. Awesome. First-time caller. Anyways, I just want to say God bless you. Been listening to you since you joined the team. I think it was around 2016.
Yes.
I don't exactly remember. Somewhere around there. Anyhow, I just want to say God bless you, the InfoWars team. My free speech doesn't end when you're offended, right? That's what it says on the back of your shirt.
That is what's on the back of my shirt. Wow, do you have one of these?
I'm wearing it right now, brother.
Is that why you decided
right
to,
now.
Is that why you called in today, because we're wearing matching shirts?
No, I actually had it cleaned up, folded up in my basket. I didn't put it on until I saw you had it on. I just thought it'd be a good day to call in. So you said take an action. So I've been taking action. I created a YouTube channel. My number one video is the Tucker and Jones video. You remember the Congress cat fight, like last weekend or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah.
I uploaded that from band.video. I had about 20,000 views plus. They took it all down on me, but they left the Fox News versions up. Now, come on now, right? So what do I got to do? Do I got to cover the emblem? What do I got to do? You know?
But, you know, I've had people talk to me, obviously, about the future. And I have like a press statement, like I'm fulfilling my duties at InfoWars until I don't have any duties here anymore. Whatever that time span is. But I have people saying, it's like, oh, well, you know, you should start a YouTube channel. Are you going to get back on YouTube? Like, hey, it'd be a good idea to get back on YouTube.